Chairman Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, exercise, silent biking, and combat support instructor course. Explosive Ordnance Disposal Airmen assigned to the 31st Civil Engineer Squadron traveled to Denmark to participate in Exercise Silent Viking. Engaging in NATO exercises not only enhances interoperability among allies, but also offers the chance to hone tactics and techniques in a collaborative setting.
Fire in the hole!
Silent Viking was a Danish-hosted NATO exercise focused on low-collateral, unexploded ordnance demolition techniques. The exercise used live ordnance near real infrastructures, allowing Denmark to demolish hundreds of UXOs collected throughout the country while providing an opportunity for U.S. and NATO partners to train together on cutting-edge demolition techniques. Brigadier General Tad Clark, 31st Fighter Wing Commander, explains the significance of exercising with our NATO partners.
You know, often we talk about a lot of the flying and ops group exercises, but this is a big one. The exercise focuses on unexpended and unexploded ordnance. It's an exercise in terms of how to address those from a NATO perspective, and they're going to be working with our Danish partners and friends. It's a great way to refine tactics, techniques, and procedures. But again, most importantly, it also allows us to forge really strong relationships with our NATO partners.
Clark also says, training with Danish EOD members is the latest testament to the close relationship and alliance the United States shares with the Kingdom of Denmark. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen, AFN News.
Combat Support Instructor Course. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Naomi Sabornin. The Air Force Installation and Mission Support Center is developing a course designed to equip combat airbase squadron leaders with the skills needed to teach and lead combat support warfighters through every phase of the Air Force Force Generation model. The new Combat Support Instructor course will focus on advancing agile combat support operations in an era of great power competition and bridges the gap by developing leaders skilled in managing these critical functions. Major Richard Cordova, Air Force Security Forces Weapons and Tactics Program Chief, says the course will deliver cross-functional training and provide a comprehensive overview of how combat support capabilities and AFSCs synchronize to form a cohesive unit of action. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson. We'll be right back.